Spirit of the living God, prepare our hearts for worship.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me.
Welcome to Clough Off United Methodist Church if you haven't been here before. And we certainly hope, as if you're a visitor, that you come back to see us, because we enjoy seeing you all. I will ask that our visitors raise their hands if we have any visitors on my right, on your left. Ah, we have three right here in the middle. Let's welcome them. Do we have any on my left, your right? I don't know, I have my reading glasses on and all I see is fuzzy faces back there. Nobody raised their hand. In your bulletin, there are a list of announcements, and we would ask that you read those and take note of what occurs and what actually is something of your concern. Are there any more announcements this morning? There won't be crossways this week. There will not be crossways this week. No one else? Yes.
The men's meeting will be on the 20th at 8 o'clock at Big Daddy's in that front room.
Okay.
All to ourselves.
20th, 8 o'clock, Big Daddy's, United Methodist Men. Okay, we would ask that you sign the register and move it across the aisle so that the people on the other side could sign it. And also, you will find a blue slip in the back of your pew if you have a prayer concern or a celebration. Please feel free to fill those out, and our ushers will pick them up during our first hymn. Judy?
Our opening hymn is on page 419 in our United Methodist hymnal, I Am Thine, O Lord. Please stand as we sing together our opening hymn. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine.
Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single now that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer with thee, my God, I commune as friend to friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Where are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea? There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Please join me for the opening words printed in your bulletin. To my sisters and brothers, I will tell you glory. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name. In the great congregation, I will sing your praise. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name.
Please turn in your faith. We sing books to 2149. Living for Jesus.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do. His holy name, willing. died to I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee.
You may be seated.
Will you join me in the prayer of confession? Loving God, you created us to live in relationship with you, to love and serve one another, and to care for all your creatures. Yet in the hardness of our hearts, we dismiss your commandments and seek to go our separate ways. Lord, have mercy on us. Redeem, restore, and recreate us. For the sake of Christ, our Savior. Amen. And the Declaration of Forgiveness. What are we that God is mindful of us? Who are we that God should care for us? Yet God now calls us beloved children. Jesus now claims us as sisters and brothers. This is the good news of God's grace. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
I invite the ushers to come forward.
This cup, there's life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You may have a seat. I'd like to say good morning to our Facebook friends. I know that they're watching, and it means so much to us that there are new people coming through this new way. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. Our prayers of concerns today is from Paula for the Kelly family. Prayers of support and comfort during a surgery. She is recovering from surgery. And Jane Sutherland, Linda Stinoff is in the hospital. And from Mike and Marty Mills, travel mercies as they are traveling out of here this weekend. They're going to be gone for a few weeks. Your families. Okay. Alrighty. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, for all these people that we have mentioned here and the circumstances, Father, we give you thanks because we are able to come to you, Lord, and lift them up, knowing, Father, that you hear our prayers. We pray, Lord, that you are with them as they travel, as they recover, Lord. We pray, my Heavenly Father, that your presence is felt in their lives. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And if we could all get together of one mind for Holy Communion. Please follow me on page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. We confess that we have not loved you with all our hearts. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not learned of the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, Lord. And on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and of one ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at the heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My communion, people. This is the body of Christ that was broken for us. And this is the blood of Christ, the blood of the covenant, which was poured out for us and for all his children, in Jesus' name. Amen. May I? Come on. The body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Just a piece, okay. Alrighty.
Come, sinners, to the gospel feast.
Bless that voice, amen.
Your worldly cares,
the body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
Leave and take what Jesus,
the body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. Body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
body of Christ broken for you. God bless you.
I come with joy to meet my Lord.
The body of Christ broken for you. God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you. God bless you.
His life laid down for me.
The body of Christ broken for you. God bless you. You feel him there.
I come.
The body of Christ broken for you. God bless you.
And near to find his soul are fed.
The body of Christ broken for you. God bless you. Good to see you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
In Christ come.
The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
As Christ breaks
the body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
Each proud division.
The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
The love that made us makes us.
The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
And strangers now.
The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you, and the work of your hands. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you.
Let us break bread together.
The body of Christ broken for you, God bless you. May he bless the work of your hands always.
Let us break bread. Together on our knees.
The body of Christ broken
when
for you, God bless you.
Fall on my knees.
The body of Christ
with
poured out for you, God bless you.
Rising sun. Oh Lord, have
the body of Christ
mercy
poured out for you, God bless you.
Let us drink wine together.
The body of Christ poured out for you.
On our knees, let us drink wine together. On our knees, when I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
The body of Christ poured out for you.
I'd like to invite our those that watch us on Facebook and through the internet and so forth. If you find yourself at home and not able to come to church but would like to receive communion, if you would call our office, we'll be happy to take communion to you. Our word today is from Psalms 24. Psalms 50, 10 and 16, and Matthew 6 and 26. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountains of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in idols or swears by false gods. They will receive the blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. For every animal of the forest is mine, says the Lord, and the cattle on the thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I will not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your own vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have three Bible verses today, and you may wonder why sometimes I do that. I have done that because even though that each verse can stand on its own and we can glean so much from them, together is how I heard it in my spirit. And I believe that the Lord has a specific message in here for us. I want to tell you a story. I heard about, just recently, about a camera crew that went up to the door of a family's house and asked permission from the family to put the camera in the front yard. They wanted to shoot some scenes for a television episode. The family members said, sure. There was only one problem. The person did not own the house. They were just living in the house. They were tenants. And boy, when the owner found out that they were rolling cars all around the yard, he became very upset. He obviously became upset because, you see, that person made a major mistake. They assumed that because they lived in the house, they owned it. And they didn't. We make a major mistake in life when we assume just because we're walking through life and God has given us things like cars to drive, houses to live in, we assume that somehow we have become the owners of all those things. Here on earth, we have many beautiful, useful things, things that we have worked very hard to obtain. And if we personally did not work hard to obtain them, our parents, our grandparents, or our spouses did. Because we work so hard and we buy things, we call them mine or ours. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that you own everything you possess? Now, if this morning you're saying yes, because you have worked for every dollar that you have spent in your possessions, or your parents did, somewhere, somehow, we have taken a wrong turn. And I say that because the world might think like that, but we children of God should know better. Everything we have and everything we will ever have belongs to God. We are just the stewards, the managers, the CEO, the husband or wife in chief. But still, we don't own it. God owns everything I have. As you can see outside, he just bought me a brand new car because I needed a four-wheel drive, and my car somehow, even though I had four wheels, apparently only the first two were the ones that do the job. So So I have the pleasure of driving it. I have the pleasure of making payments on it, of putting gas and keeping up with the maintenance. You may wonder why I say that it's a pleasure if I don't really own it. Well, for me, it's very simple. It is a pleasure because God provides for all my needs. Every time I'm able to do something new that steps me forward in my life, I know that it is the hand of God. And I know that it's an expression of his provision for me, because that's his word. His word said that he will provide for all my needs. And equally important, I have to tell you, that I know that God loves me is because the car is ruby red, and ruby red is my favorite car color. Did I say any more? When my son called me and says, Mom, the car, it's ruby red, and it has this and that and all the stuff that it has. And I said, hold on, you got me at ruby red. The rest, I don't know. Is it four wheels? Yes, okay, I'm good. Let's go. God really owns it. I manage it. He gives me things because he is my provider. And my responsibility is to do the best job at managing it that I possibly can. Because to whom much is given, much is expected. That's Luke 12:48. The idea of to whom much is given, much will be required is that we are held responsible for what we have. If we are blessed with talents, wealth, knowledge, time, and the like, it is expected that we use this well and we use them to glorify God and to be a blessing to others. The first thing we have to understand is that God has the right over all the things that he has given us. The Lord has the right to enter my life at any time because the possessions that I have, all that I have and will ever have, they're not really mine. They're the Lord's. And I am just handling it for him. The owner has the rights and the steward has the responsibility. All of us at one time or another have wondered, why doesn't God give equally to everyone? I don't know why. He has all the rights. I have all the responsibilities of doing the best I can with what he has given me and what he gives through me to the ministry. God knows why we don't all have equal wealth. It could be that we're all not that responsible and we tend to deviate and think too much of ourselves. God is generous with us so that we can accomplish God-given goals. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. We must understand that when God gives us the resources, we are to use those for the accomplishment and the glory of the kingdom of God. Everything we do is connected to that. We all travel and we all do to fulfill God's word and purpose in us. Now, what happened is this. When I truly begin to believe that God owns everything, then we kind of lose perspective of who we are. We tend to think too much of ourselves. I remember being in a place one time in which I was listening to stories of people that have fought so hard to get an education. Very hard. They were people that when I met them, they were in their late 80s and 90s. So when they went to school, the school was blacks on one side and whites on the other. There was no grants, so they had to pay for themselves. So I definitely understand how hard they had worked to pull themselves through. And then how the doors had been opened for them to become principals of school and teachers and to be an influence on children's life. Unfortunately, when I met them, they had fallen out of love with the Lord. All that they will tell me is, do you know how hard I work to do that? And do you know how hard I worked to get that grade? They had forgotten that God had opened the door for them. And it is so important in our season of our lives that we realize that everything we have, little or big, belongs to the Lord. And that it is a gift of the Lord. If we run into a financial setback, like losing a job or all of a sudden we get into the valley of dark finances. If I truly believe that God owns everything, my anxiety and my attitude towards what is happening in my life at the moment, it is lessened because I trust God. And because I might not see where it's coming from, but I know that I will eat and I know that I will have a roof over my head. And I gotta tell you, from someone that has been homeless, having a roof over my head for years was everything that I could think of. Because I felt that if I didn't provide a roof over our heads, my children could walk in the same way that I had walked when I was young. And that became one of the strongest things that I would work for, until one day I just gave it all to God. And He has provided for me, and He has provided for my children. As life goes on, we think that we owned everything, and that we get, the more we get, the more we want, the more we think we need. I believe that our attitude will be one of pride and arrogance if we get everything we want, and if we hold on to everything we have now. Everything we have belongs to God. All of a sudden, we can begin to become very greedy and begin to hold on to all those material things and possessions that we cannot take with us. When I look at what would I leave behind, since I don't have parents, sisters, cousin, grandpa, I mean, I did, but I don't. I don't know who they are. I don't have any of that to leave to my children. So what do I have? All that I have to leave behind is for them to know that I believe everything I had came from God, and that as I walk out, I want everyone to have some of what I have. I want to be generous. I want to be generous with my time, with my finances, with my words, with my love, with my affection, with my presence. And that's the same thing, that same message that I will like for you guys to have today. You see, it's only when we understand that God owns it that we can have the balance, the emotional balance and the psychological balance to handle the blessings and the setbacks of our lives. On the day that we begin to understand this, that is the day that we really let go of our possessions. And it's the day in which for sure we know that we will lack nothing. I know that you have heard that they have never seen a herd hauling a U-Haul. And that's very true. We cannot take it with us. And as I had to close a big house and give to my kids, you'll be surprised how many things my kids did not want. I was offended. You know, what do you mean you don't want the silver? You know how hard I work for this silver-plated bowl? Well, but we have to clean it. Well, it doesn't matter. We don't use it. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, I bought it. You should appreciate it. Our children don't want any of that. They don't want any of that. You see, as I look into this passage of Scripture, I see that all that I have has been God-given, not only to me, but to you. I see that God gives different amounts to different people, whether it's talents or whatever. And I believe that I see God has a right to make me accountable for what He has given me. As a pastor, one day he will say, Francis, what did you do with the souls that I gave you to guide, to protect, to pray for? But I also believe he's going to say, Francis, what did you do with the finances, with the time, with the gift of time that I gave you? What did you do with the people that came to you briefly and just needed a word? I want to be able to say, Lord, I gave it all, and I held back nothing. Stuff, property, wealth, they have a tendency to get our attention. And when we have a setback, we think and we look around and we say, who took this from me? A mature believer should say, what do I need to learn from this lesson? Why did I have and all of a sudden I don't have? What is it that I lost in the way? I love the story of the very wealthy man who died and he went to heaven and he was walking around with St. Peter. And Peter showed him the mansion of his gardener. And oh, he was so impressed. It was a huge mansion. And he said, "Wow, you mean my gardener is going to live there?" And St. Peter said, "Yep, that's the mansion for your gardener." He went a little bit farther and showed him another huge mansion and said, "That's the mansion for the missionary that you knew when you were a kid that went to a foreign country to preach the word of God. You mean that's where he's going to stay? This is incredible." By this time, this worldly man could hardly wait to see what his house was going to look like. They turned the corner and there was this little shack about 6x8 with a few boards leaned up against each other, and Peter said, "That's your place." The guy was appalled. "What do you mean? My gardener got a mansion, the missionary got a mansion, and I've got to live there? Why is that?" Peter looked at him and said, "Well, to be honest with you, we did the best we could with the leftovers that you gave us. The blessings will be multiplied as you gift of your time, as you gift of your love, as you gift of your prayers to others. So important. People cannot hold on to everything we accumulate in our lifetime. We are meant to bless other people, and we are meant to do it with wisdom. Just because, you know, there's somebody on the street asking for money, we're just not going to go ahead and pour out our checkbook or anything like that. What I do is that when somebody is saying, "I'm hungry, where's McDonald's, Jack in the Box, whatever, get a meal," give it to the person. I don't give money. I don't carry money. But I carry the wanting to help others. But I also do it with wisdom. When things become really big and the need that I see is it's more that I can handle on my own, or it's a need that it's going to be repeated for a little while, I actually put in prayer. I ask God, "Are you letting me see this because you want me to help?" Sometimes, yes, I am the one that is supposed to step up and help. But other times, God is showing me something that he basically just wants me to be in prayer for. We have to have that open communication. And we have to have a giving heart. The more you give, the more you will receive. It is not about all the things that we own. It is about all the good, the love, the time, the talents that we have shared with others. In God's sight, what is important is not the amount of possessions that we handle. What is important is how we handle those possessions, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot. I'm going to share something with you. This is my can of found money. This is money that as I get out of my car, I see pennies or I've seen quarters, let me tell you. But when I used to see the pennies, I would just look at them and pass by. It wasn't enough for me to bend down. And one day, doing exactly that, passing by a penny, I heard in my spirit, "If I cannot trust you with the little things, how can I trust you with a lot?" Needless to say, here's my can. At the end of the year, whatever is here, I give it to the church. It's my found money. Not too long ago, I found $2 by the a garbage can out there. Now, you all don't need to look out there. I got that corner. But I do encourage you, don't take money for granted because of the amount. You never know what God can do with two pennies. In closing, look around. Can we own the mountains, the birds, the wind, the silence? Do we own our children or grandchildren? Do we own peace or do we own our time? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for our Heavenly Father feeds them. And they are not, are we not far more important and worth more to Him than the birds? God will supply for all our needs, and we will share with others, with our time, our love, our affection, our carrying words, and above all, our prayers. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, provider of all in this world, thank you for entrusting us with all that is yours. Thank you for your generous spirit and for giving us the wisdom to take care of the little and the plentiful. May our true wealth grow in service to others, in our love for you, and in our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now I would like to extend an invitation. If any of you have not met Jesus Christ heart to heart, and you would like to get to know him better, I will be here to pray for you and with you. Also, if you would like, you could we could meet in my office, and we can do it privately. But definitely, don't hold on of the opportunity of becoming part of the greatest family of them all.
Our closing hymn is found on page 399. Please stand as we sing together, "Take My Life and Let It Be."
Now receive this blessing from the Lord. May the grace of God lift you up. May the love of God hold you close. May the blessing of God be yours forever. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.